我们今天的讲言所要传讲的信息，是《列王记上》二十章，《列王记上》二十章。
The scripture is in First King chapter 20。
题目是失去认识神的机会
，missing opportunities to get to know God。
这一章经文太多了，我们就不占用时间去念。
We won't read this passage。
我们要把以下的时间交给我们马老师。
Our speaker today is Dr. Melissa.
有请。
Let's give the floor to Dr. Melissa.
Okay. I hope we had our share of confusion now and can start looking at the text. But before we do so, I would like to make a few comments about the ethics of what you see on the screen. We'll watch a short video that I ripped from YouTube. I hope that I didn't violate a copyright rules with this. If so, please inform me. Yes?
好，既然我们有时间读这经文，我想给你们一些这个有一个短片给你们看一下，希望不会造成任何的侵权行为。
And everything that you see on the screen except the video, of course, is brought to you by using free and open source software only.
它这个是从一个自由下载的一个网络里面下载的。
And this serves hopefully as a good example to show you that you can do almost everything with free and open source software.
这个软件呢，让你可以做很多的事，所有的事。
And one of the messages of this is that there's no need for software piracy. It can be avoided.
这个呢，这个的好处就是不会让你那个造成有一些盗版的行为，不会有盗版。
But let's go back to King Ahab and First Kings 20.
我们来看一下这个王上的二十章。
King Ahab of Israel was a very powerful king.
亚哈王在以色列是一个大能的王。
He resided in a new capital called Samaria, which was founded by his father Omri.
他住在他父亲暗利所建立的撒玛利亚城。
We can imagine that his residence was the state of the art in his time.
我们看到可以看到他那个他的城呢，在当时的时代是一个文化之城。
And besides this, King Ahab seems to have good relationships with his rich and successful neighbors, the Phoenicians.
不仅如此，那个亚哈呢，跟周围的那个国家，那腓尼基的一些国家呢，有良好的关系。
One of the indications for this is that he was married to a Phoenician princess from Sidon.Jezebel, daughter of Baal.
其中一点就是他娶了那个西顿王耶巴利的女儿耶喜别公主做妻子。
And having the rich resources of the northern kingdom of Israel at his disposal, and having good relationships with the Phoenicians, the Chinese of the ancient world, he had the perfect conditions of becoming rich.
鉴于他跟这些做商业的这些民族有良好的关系呢，他有。非常好的条件可以成为一个富有的王。
Rich and powerful.
富有而有权柄。
For example, when the Assyrians marched westward to extend their realm of influence, King Ahab was part of an anti-Assyrian coalition.
当亚述王要大举进犯来扩张自己的势力和影响力的时候呢，亚哈王就参加了一个反亚述联盟。
This coalition consisted of a good number of kings, including the king of Damascus and King Ahab.
这个联盟呢，包括很多的王，也包括那个大马士革的王亚兰王。
And King Ahab is said to have contributed to this coalition not less than 2,000 chariots and 10,000 soldiers.
那个亚哈王呢，对这个联盟呢，也贡献了2000辆战车，还有10,000名士兵。
And it looks like that they defeated the Assyrians in 853.
这个似乎他们在公元前853年战胜了亚述王。
So Ahab's track record looks pretty impressive so far.
目前为止呢，亚哈的这个记录呢还是非常的棒。
But if he would be a modern football player, he would make a good experience in the video that you're going to see now.
如果他是一个足球运动员呢，到目前为止他的表现是非常良好的。
Oops. Come on.Sorry, no sound. I especially like this one.
我非常喜欢这个。
Okay. So, although being powerful and successful in worldly terms, Ahab's spiritual achievements are not as impressive as his political and economic achievements.
虽然亚哈王非常的富有，而且有权势，但是他的那个在属他的属灵的表现远远不如他在政经方面的表现那么良好。
He is a king of missed opportunities.
他是一个错失良机的王。
And let's look now at First Kings to see what it is like to be a king who misses opportunities a lot.
我们来看一看一个怎么样这个王怎么样错失很多的良机。
Although King Ahab and Ben-Hadad of Damascus were allies at other times. Ben-Hadad of Damascus now in this story, 1 Kings 20, invades Israel and puts the capital Samaria under siege.
虽然这个亚哈王跟那个便哈达呢以前是盟友，但是这次呢便哈达来进攻撒玛利亚城。
And surprisingly, Ahab doesn't resist this siege a lot.
非常的奇怪，亚哈王似乎并不怎么抵抗这个围城。
He seems to understand what the siege means. He is to submit to Ben-Hadad and acknowledge his superiority over him.
他似乎明白这意味着什么，就是他必须要顺服，要降服这个便哈达，并且向他称臣。
And he is willing to submit himself under Ben-Hadad.
他也愿意顺从这个便哈达。
But after King Ahab communicated his willingness to accept Ben-Hadad's terms, Ben-Hadad, on his turn, raises the demands.
当那个亚哈表示要接受这个便哈达的条件的时候呢，这个时候便哈达又提高了自己的要求。
Ben-Hadad now demands more than just Ahab's gold and silver, some of his wives, of his harem, and some princes.
这个时候便哈达不仅是要他的金银，要他的宫里的一些妻子，还有王子。
He demands to loot the city completely.
他要求要那个洗劫这个城。
And this is too much for King Ahab.
这对亚哈王来说太过分了。
He consults with his counselors, and they advise Ahab to resist the demands of Ben-Hadad and take up the battle.
他就来问他的谋臣呢，谋臣就告诉他要抵抗便哈达。
But before the conflict can reach a real climax, an anonymous prophet approaches King Ahab.
当故事要到高潮的时候呢，有一个不知名的先知出现了。
He enters the scene and announces an extraordinary victory.
他宣告了一个非凡的胜利。
This is what you can read in 1 Kings 20, 13 to 15.
这个你可以来看一下这个王上二十章。
Sorry. Then a certain prophet went up to King Ahab of Israel and said, Thus said the Lord, Do you see that great host? I will deliver it into your hands today, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Through whom? Asked Ahab. He answered, Thus said the Lord, Through the aids of the provincial governors. He asked, Who shall begin the battle? And he answered, You. So he mustered the aids of the provincial governors, 232 strong, and then he mustered all the troops, all the Israelites 7,000 strong.
这边说当代译本，一位先知来见以色列王亚哈，说：“耶和华说，你看见这大队人马了吗？今天我必将他们交在你手里，这样你就知道我是耶和华。”亚哈问：“谁来完成这任务呢？”先知答道：“耶和华说，省长属下的青年军。”亚哈问：“谁来统领呢？”先知答道：“你。”
And indeed, the 232 young men make the decisive move, and Ahab and his army defeat Ben-Hadad and his army.
这个亚哈王呢，就有这232人，还有他的7000军队，就打败了便哈达。
It says they marched out at noon while Ben-Hadad was drinking himself drunk at Sukkoth, together with the 32 kings allied with him. The aides of the provincial governors rushed out first. Ben-Hadad sent scouts who told him, "Some men have come out from Samaria." He said, "If they have come out to surrender, take them alive. And if they have come out for battle, take them alive anyhow."
这边十六节说，中午便哈达正跟着32个正在营中狂饮的时候，亚哈率军出发了。省长属下的青年军率先出城，便哈达派出的巡逻队禀告他说，有人从撒玛利亚城出来了。便哈达说，不管他们是来求和还是求战，都要生擒他们。
Do you remember the football players from the video clip earlier?
你们还记得那个刚才那个足球运动员吗？
The unexpected and extraordinary victory of the Arameans was a great opportunity for Ahab to acknowledge God.
当亚哈大获全胜的时候，这是一个很好的机会，让他可以承认神。
It was a great opportunity to acknowledge God's power and His sovereignty.
这是一个很好的机会，让他来承认神的权柄和主权。
The prophet makes it explicit, "And you shall know God today."
先知已经明讲了，你今天会认识，就知道我是耶和华。
God, well, miraculously protected Israel. He granted an unfaithful king an undeserved victory over Israel.
这个信实的神呢，他给了这个不忠的王一个不配得的一个大获全胜。
And what happens?
接下来怎么样呢？
Nothing.
什么也没有发生。
Simply nothing happens.
什么也没有发生。
Ahab misses the goal completely.
亚哈没有进球。
Although it is so obvious.
虽然那么的明显。
A weaker force defeated the stronger enemy.
一支弱旅战胜了强敌。
The defeat was even announced beforehand by a prophet of the Lord.
而且这个先知老早就明讲了。
Can you tell me what would have been easier than bowing down before the Lord and acknowledging Him?
还有什么比现在更容易？还有什么比现在降服在神面前承认神的主权更容易呢？
But Ahab doesn't do anything like this.
然而亚哈没有做任何这样的事。
What a bummer, you might say.
这是多么大的失败呀！
But unfortunately, the story goes on.
然而那个故事并没有结束。
Although for us, it's good because.We get to read a nice long story now. For us, it's good that it goes on because we can read a nice long story now.
当然，对我们来说，我们可以继续读一个好的故事。
The Arameans tried a second time.
亚兰人又第二次来进攻。
And unlike Ahab, the Arameans give the credits for their defeat to the Lord, the God of Israel.
亚兰人不像亚哈王，亚兰人把这个以色列人的得胜归功于他们的上帝。
But being pagans, they're still mistaken in this.
当然，他们作为那个异教人呢，异教徒，他们对神有错误的观念。
The Arameans have a wrong concept of God.
他们对上帝有错误的认识。
They think that the power of the Lord is limited to the hill country and doesn't extend to the plain further north.
他们以为神的能力只是仅限于在山地，而无法达到那个平原。
Therefore, they challenge Ahab for a second battle in the plain.
所以他们就再一次挑战亚哈，要在平原跟他们交战。
And just as before, an unknown prophet enters the scene and announces a great victory over the Arameans.
又一次这个无名的先知又出现了，又宣告以色列人要大获全胜。
And so it happens.
事情果然发生了。
We read first.The man of God approached and spoke to the king of Israel. Thus said the Lord, because the Arameans have said, "The Lord is a God of mountains, But he is not a God of lowlands. I will deliver the great host into your hands, and you shall know that I am the Lord. For 7 days they were encamped opposite each other. On the seventh day the battle was joined, and the Israelites struck down 100,000 Aramean foot soldiers in 1 day.
28节说，有位上帝的仆人来见以色列王，说：“耶和华说，亚兰人以为我耶和华是山神，不是平原的神，所以我必将这大队人马交在你手里，这样你们就知道我是耶和华。”以色列人和亚兰人两军对峙，一连七天。第七天，两军交战，以色列军一天杀了100,000亚兰步兵。
Although it is made clear that the Israelites were far fewer in number than the Arameans, they still defeat them again.
虽然以色列人人数比亚兰人少，但是他们仍然战胜了敌人。
But just as before, there's no report of Ahab acknowledging the Lord after this victory.
但是又一次呢，这边我没有看到亚兰呢，这个亚哈王呢承认上帝。
And even worse,
甚至更糟的是。
Although Ahab defeated Ben-Hadad a second time, he doesn't behave like a victorious king in battle in the ancient Near East.
虽然亚哈王又一次战胜了这个便哈达，他没有像古代近东的那些战胜的王那样行事。
When you read on, you read that the Arameans expect Ahab to grab the opportunity and kill Ben-Hadad as soon as he moves out of the city of Aphek where he fled to. It looks obvious that killing the enemy would have been the thing to do in the ancient Near East in such a situation.
似乎在当时的近东呢，古代的近东呢，这样杀死敌人呢是非常正常的。
But nothing like this happens.
然而事情并没有这样发生。
Instead, Ahab even offers Ben-Hadad to be his partner in an alliance.
反而这个亚哈王呢，竟然让这个便哈达做他的盟友。
And that's quite a change.
这个是很大的一个改变。
Change from the opportunity to kill him to making him a friend.
就是从那个有机会杀掉他，变成呢让他做他的盟友。
Let's see how this is reflected in 1 Kings 20.
我们看这个如何来影响这个故事的发展。
In 24,We read, the king of Israel replied, As you may say, my lord king, I and all I have are yours. So he acknowledges Ben-Hadad as his lord.
我们在第四节可以看到那个仆人在向亚哈王说的时候呢，他是，亚哈王是承认那个三十二节，对不起，那个仆人向亚哈王报告的时候，他是承认那个便哈达是他的仆人的。
But in 2032, this is.Reversed after the second defeat.
在第四节呢，反而是那个亚哈王是那个便哈达的仆人。
Now the smart officers of Ben-Hadad call their king Ben-Hadad your servant in front of Ahab.
在三十二节，我们看到这个便哈达呢，他自称是亚哈王的仆人。
So they girded sackcloth on their loins and wound ropes around their heads and came to the king of Israel and said, "Your servant Ben-Hadad says, 'I beg you, spare my life.'"
这边三十二节说，他们边束腰束麻布，头套绳索来见以色列王，说：“仆人便哈达求王开恩饶命啊。”
And then in his reply, Ahab promotes Ben-Hadad to a partner on equal footing.
然后呢，亚哈王就让便哈达做他的盟友，跟他一起坐吃。
He says, "Is he still alive? He's my brother."
他说他还活着吗？他是我的兄弟。
So first, Ahab is below, subordinate to Ben-Hadad, and then this is reversed.
开始的时候呢，这个亚哈王是伏在便哈达下面，现在呢，那个情况正好转变了。
And now they are on equal standing.
现在呢，他们又平起平坐。
That's quite an interesting development here.
这个是一个非常戏剧化的转变。
And it is remarkable to compare King Ahab here with other kings we know from the Old Testament.
这个如果我们来对比亚哈王跟其他旧约的一些君王的时候
，King Ahab is different from King David, who reigned as a sovereign overlord over other kingdoms.
亚哈王不同于大卫王，他没有掌管。大卫王是当时掌管那个统治周围的这些国家。
So he's far less superior and appears far less powerful than King David.
亚哈王远远不如大卫有权势。
On the other hand, he's different from King Hezekiah.
另一方面呢，他也不像那个西西家王。
King Hezekiah later had to learn that only Yahweh can guarantee Israel's or Judah's security.
西西家王后来学习到，只有耶和华可以保证以色列的安全。
Relying on the Lord was the only condition for national security for Hezekiah.
对于西家来说呢，依靠耶和华是他们国家保证得安全的唯一条件。
And King Ahab is neither David nor Hezekiah in this story.
所以这个是亚哈王不像大卫，也不像西西家。
He falls short of the ideal presented in the Old Testament.
他不像旧约先知中那些理想的王。
Instead, he engages in something like what we would call realpolitik.
反而他推崇这种所谓的现实政治。
He is like a politician who tries to make the best of a situation without being too concerned with moral principles.
他像一个政治家一样左右逢源，让所有的情景呢都对自己有利，并不太关注这些所谓道德的原则。
And after reading this, the question to me appears that where do we miss opportunities to get to know God and acknowledge what He is to us?
读完这段经文之后，那个我所有一个在我心中的问题就是：我们什么时候会错失良机认识神，以及神跟我们的关系
？Are we like King Ahab or like the football players in the video clip earlier?
我们像不有会不会像亚哈王一样，或者那个足球运动员一样
？Are we in front of the empty goal and still miss it?
那个球就在我们面前，我们却没有进球。
Of course, we laugh about those football players.
当然，我们不愿意像那个足球运动员一样。
And we definitely don't want to be like King Ahab.
我们也不愿意像亚哈王一样。
That's good.
当然，这非常好。
But we shouldn't be like the Pharisee in Christ's parable and say, "Well, thank you, Lord, that we are not like King Ahab."
但是我们要注意，我们不要像耶稣所讲的法利赛人一样，说主啊，谢谢你，我今天不是亚哈王。
Rather, such a negative example is an impulse for us to reflect about ourselves.
这个让我们可以来反省我们自己，作为一个反面的例子。
It is our job to look for opportunities to get to know God better and use those opportunities.
我们有义务去抓住机会，更深地认识神。
How well do we fare in this?
我们如何
？How well do we fare in this? How good are we doing in this?
我们到底做得怎么样
？Well, we are all supposed to read the Bible daily and have our devotions.
我们都知道，我们应该每天读经，灵修。
For what purpose do you do it?
我们这样做是为了什么样的目的呢
？Do you do it because it's required?
是为了安静吗
？Do you do it because everybody does it?
是因为其他人做吗？在做吗？
Why and what for do you do it?
你为什么为了什么样的目的做
？Well, doing it for getting to know God better.
是为了更深的认识神吗
？Getting to know God better and by this having more joy in our walk with God.
为了更深的认识神，并且从而呢可以更享受与神的关系。
Looking for opportunities in our daily devotions and at other times. This is one of the message.From this story.
这个是这个故事给我们的一些提醒，我们怎样来看待我们的灵修，我们的读经。
But the story goes on.
这个故事并没有结束。
Another anonymous prophet enters the scene and then confronts Ahab.
又有一个先知呢，就来面对亚哈王。
In verses 35 to 38, we read, "A certain man." A disciple of the prophets said to another at the word of the Lord, "Strike me." But the man refused to strike him. He said to him, "Because you have not obeyed the Lord, a lion will strike you dead as soon as you leave me." And when he left, a lion came upon him and killed him. Then he met another man and said, "Come, strike me." So the man struck him and wounded him. Then the prophet disguised by a cloth over his eyes, went and waited for the king by the road.
35节说，众先知中有一位奉耶和华的命令对他的同伴说，你打我吧，同伴却不肯动手，那位先知就对他说，既然你不听从耶和华的吩咐，你一离开我就会被狮子咬死。那同伴走后果然遇见狮子被咬死了。那先知又找了一个人叫那人打他，那人就打他，把他打伤了。先知用头巾蒙着眼睛，乔装改扮，在路旁等候亚哈王。
In this section, we find a topic that runs through the whole book of 1st and 2nd Kings.
这个主题呢，贯穿整个王上王下。
It's the authority of the prophetic word.
就是这个先知话语的权柄。
Here, the prophet gives specific details regarding the judgment he announces over his fellow prophet.
这个先知那个明确地告诉的同伴，怎样的审判会临到他。
And as it can be expected from the book of Kings, the judgment happens.Just as the prophet announced it.
当然，正如这个圣经所显示的，这个怎么审判、怎样宣告的，就怎样发生了。
And there's a simple but important teaching in this.
这里面有一个很
The simple and important teaching in this.
这里面有一个很这是一个很好的例子。
It is very much advisable to obey the prophetic word.
就是我们最好要顺服这个先知的话语。
Well, however, in the time when the book of Kings was written, the prophetic word was very much already found in written form.
当然，在这个成书这个王上成书的时候呢，那个时候在大部分的这个先知的话语是用书面的形式出现的。
The Judeans had the prophets of Isaiah, Jeremiah.Hosea, Amos already in written form.
就像这个先知书，像以赛亚书、那个耶利米书这些先知书呢，已经有书写的形式了，书面形式了。
And by telling the reader that he should better or she should better obey the prophetic word, the writer of Kings encourages the reader to obey Scripture.
所以这个就让我们可以更好的来顺服那个我们这个圣经的权柄、圣经的权威。
So it's a nice sidestep here in the Book of Kings that reminds us that the Bible is really important for our lives.
所以这个经文也让提醒我们，这个圣经呢，对我们的生命实在是非常的重要。
Not obeying the prophetic word is detrimental to us.
这个不顺服先知的话语呢，是非常的危险。
However, this is only something in the margin of the story.
当然，这个并不是那个故事的核心。
Because this section only serves as an introduction to the confrontation between the prophet and the king that is now narrated.
这个只是来记录这个先知呢面对这个亚哈王他们之间的一个对峙。
In verses 39 to 43, we read the following.
我们看39节到43节。
As the king passed by, he cried out to the king and said,Your servant went out into the thick of the battle. Suddenly a man came over and brought a man to me, saying, Guard this man. If he is missing, it will be your life for his, or you will have to pay a talent of silver. While your servant was busy here and there, the man got away. The king of Israel responded, You have your verdict. You pronounce it yourself.
39节亚哈王经过的时候，他向王喊道：“仆人在打仗的时候，有人押了一个俘虏要我看管。他说，如果俘虏跑掉，我就要以性命抵偿或赔偿34公斤银子。可是那俘虏趁仆人忙乱之际跑掉了。亚哈王说，这是你自己的过失，你要自负其咎。”
It goes on here in these verses. Quickly, he removed the cloth from his eyes, and the king recognized him as one of the prophets. He said to him.Thus said the Lord, because you have set free the man whom I doomed, your life shall be forfeit for his life, and your people for his people. Dispirited and sullen, the king left for home and came to Samaria.
41节说，先知立刻拿去蒙眼睛的头巾，以色列王认出他是个先知。他对王说，耶和华说，你放走了我决定要毁灭的人，所以你的命要抵他的命，你百姓的命要抵他百姓的命。以色列王闷闷不乐地回撒玛利亚的王宫去了。
While using the same method as the prophet Nathan used with King David, the prophet now makes Ahab announce judgment upon himself.
这个 这边跟那个大卫拿单面对大卫的时候的呢也非常的相似，这个先知用了同样的方法来责备亚哈王。
The crucial point here is that Ahab failed to see what to do with a defeated king.
重点是这个亚哈王他没有应该按照正当的方式来对待这个失败的便哈达。
From the phrase, the man whom I doomed, we can conclude that the prophet tells Ahab that he should have killed, or that Ahab should have killed Ben-Hadad, the king of Damascus.
从经文那个我决定要毁灭的人这句话呢，我们看到这个先知其实是说亚哈王应该杀掉便哈达。
And remember, the Arameans had expected themselves that King Ahab would kill Ben-Hadad, his enemy.
而且这些亚兰人他们也以为亚哈王呢会杀死便哈达。
Well, why he should have killed him is not explained here.
然而为什么他没有杀他呢我们不知道，经文没有说。
But that doesn't matter that much in this story.
但这个可能这个对经文来说并不重要。
In this scene, King Ahab resembles King Saul.
在这一点上呢这个亚哈王很像那个扫罗王。
King Ahab didn't do what he was supposed to do from the prophets and God's perspective.
从神的角度来看，亚哈王没有按照先知的话去做，做自己应该做的。
Just like King Saul didn't do what he was expected to do to King Agag of the Amalekites.
正如扫罗没有那个按照先知的话呢去杀死亚玛利王亚甲。
And just like King Saul was rejected by God because of this, King Ahab gets his verdict here in this story.
也正如扫罗一样，亚哈王呢也没有承认神的主权。
So, what we want to summarize the story, King Ahab fails short in two respects in this narrative.
如果我们来总结这段经文的话，我们可以看到亚哈王的两方面失败了。
He fails to do.What he is supposed to do, what is expected from him.
他没有做他应该做的。
And he completely fails to acknowledge God and his power and his authority.
他也完全没有承认神的权柄还有神的主权。
The message of our scripture today is thus mainly negative in the first place.
这个经文当然给了我们从首先来说让我们看到一些负面的例子。
The message goes like this. Reader,Make sure that you're not like King Ahab.
第一个就是我们要确定自己不像亚哈王一样。
Don't miss an opportunity to get to know God and acknowledge Him.
不要错失良机去认识神，错失认识神的良机，并且来尊崇他。
Reader, do what God expects you to do.
我们要做神让我们做的事。
Or to put it in positive words.
如果用那个正面的说法来讲的话
，Make sure that you get to know God better and acknowledge Him as God.
我们要确保自己呢更好的认识神，并且尊崇他为我们的神。
Make sure that you do what God expects from you.
要确定我们是做神让我们做的事。
I have to admit that these points are pretty general applications.
我承认这些重点呢是比较广义的一些原则。
But this is quite normal with an Old Testament narrative like this in 1 Kings 20.
那这个在这些记叙文里面，就像那个王上是非常常见的。
Narratives teach only general principles.
就是这个记叙文呢，只是教导我们一些广义的这些原则。
And they don't give us specific instructions what to do and what to know.
没有教导我们一些怎样做或者该怎么样做什么这样细节。
So at the end of a story like this, reflection time is appropriate.
所以在读完这样的经文的时候，我们应该有一点这个自我反省的时间。
We have to bring it down into our lives.
我们应该把它应用在我们的生活当中。
And that's why I suggest that we take.Two or three minutes now, or 4 minutes to think about these four questions.
所以我们应该花几分钟来想一想这四个问题。
How can I get to know God better?
我如何能够更好地认识神？
What can I do for this?
我可以做什么？
In what respect do I need to deepen my knowledge of Him?
我要不要承认神？
How do I find out what God expects from me?
我如何知道神对我的期待？
And in what respect do I need to adjust better to God's expectations from me?
在什么方面我需要更好的来更好的调试自己以达到神的期待，完成神在我身上的期待。
This is very personal. This is very personal, person specific.
这是一个非常个人的一个应用。
If we want to translate the message from the story, we have to make it specific for ourselves.
你要应用这个经文，这个叙述文呢，你要把这个故事呢，个人化。
And it's individual for each one of us.
让它符合你自己的自己的光景。
So let's take the time now to think about these questions for 2-3 minutes and ask God for good answers to these questions.
我们花几分钟来反省一下，并且求神给我们一些好的答案来应用在自己身上。
Well, let us pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank you for this story.
天父，我们为这件这个叙述文来感谢你。
We want to thank you for what you want to tell us through it.
我们也谢谢你借着这个故事向我们所教导的功课。
We thank you that you gave us stories.
谢谢你赐给我们一些故事。
That help us think about ourselves.
帮助我们可以更好的来应用在自己身上。
And as we close our Bibles now, I pray that you would continue to speak to us through the message of this story.
请你继续借着这个故事的信息向我们说话。
Help us to know you better day by day.
帮助我们每一天都更深地来认识你。
Help us to know what you expect from us.
让我们知道你在我们身上的期待。
Help us to be good children of yours in these two respects.
帮助我们在这两个方面能够做好自己的本分。
Make us aware of the need to get to know you better day by day.
让我们有那个需要，我们有这样的紧迫的需要，能够更每天更深的来认识你。
And give us insight and knowledge of you in the end.
给我们洞见，也给我们更深的对你有更深的认识。